Orioles sending a prospect to the Boston Red Sox for an established guy out of the bullpen, and we're going to talk about that guy with Dan Duquette, the man who pulled off that trade. And, Dan, we get Andrew Miller, the big left-hander. What, in your mind, will he bring to this ball club?
Well, he's a dominant left-hander, and he can strike out both right-handers and left-handers, and he's done it late in the game for the Red Sox. He was a top pick in the draft, like number 6 in the entire country, originally drafted out of North Carolina. So that gives you an idea of the kind of talent he has. And this past 2 years in Boston, he's really put it all together. And he doesn't just dominate left-handed hitters. He also dominates right-handed hitters this year with his stuff. So he should give us a really good presence out there late in the game. And having Zach Britton along with the our new addition, Miller, that should give us a lockdown bullpen. We got two left-handers that can get out righties and lefties. Of course, Zach has the great sinker ball. Miller can strike him out, but he also has a good sinker, too. He gets ground balls over 50% of the time.
Well, the bullpen that has been spectacular over the last month has gotten even better with the addition of Andrew Miller.
Well, I think that it was the way for us to impact our team and protect the lead late in the game. And if we want to go to the playoffs and succeed in the playoffs, we need these type of dominant pitchers. Miller's striking out over 14 per nine this year, you know, which puts him among the elite pitchers in the league. And, you know, it's just something that you need. It shortens the game. It allows Buck to use some of the other pitchers in the bullpen earlier in the game. And with the development of our starting pitching and the consistency of our starting pitching over the last 2 months, this allows Buck to be a little bit more aggressive, getting the matchups he wants earlier in the game. So it should be an advantage to us.
Now, Eduardo Rodriguez goes to Boston, and all winter we kept reading that people were interested in him. What was it that diminished his role in the future for the Orioles? Was it just the fact you could get Andrew Miller with him?
Yeah, no, we like Eduardo Rodriguez. Fortunately, we have some other young pitchers in our system that we hope will come up and develop. Tim Berry's done well at AA this year. Ty Wilson's taken a big step between AA and AAA. He's won 12 games. We have a young left-hander in A-ball, Luis Gonzalez, who we got out of the Dominican, that's advanced. But nothing really other than the fact that we are in the race, we're leading the division, and this was the last time you could add to your team unilaterally without the permission of the other team. So we thought it was an opportunity to add to value to this year's team and try to make the playoffs. And if we get in the playoffs, give ourselves a chance against the other good teams in the league.
So it sounds like it's a statement move that the Orioles are in for the postseason and beyond just the first round this year.
Well, that's what we hope to. You need dominant pitchers like Miller that can strike out good major league hitters in key situations.
Were you surprised by any of the moves that came late? The Lackey move, the John Lester move, et cetera, that trade between Boston and Oakland has everybody talking.
Well, Boston had a lot of activity today. I mean, they're trying to remake their ball club, not for this year, but for future years. And John Lester's been a great pitcher for him. So I was surprised at Cespedes getting traded from Oakland because, of course, they're having a great year. And Oakland is trying to set their team up not just to make the playoffs, mm-hmm. but to win the league and to advance and, you know, win the postseason. So I was a little bit surprised because generally what happens is the players that get you to this point, they stay with you for the rest of the way. But Oakland is rebalancing their team, if you will. They're giving up a little bit of offense and perhaps a little defense because Cespedes got a great arm, covers a lot of ground, in favor of a top-quality starting pitcher. And I'm sure they had their eye on John Lester's record in the postseason, which has been very impressive. We've competed against John Lester. So I hope that we get an opportunity to face him in the playoffs.
Now, David Price goes from Tampa Bay to Detroit. People kind of surprised about that as well.
Well, David Price has been rumored to be on the trade market for a long, long time. And I was one, frankly, that didn't believe that he was going to get traded until the offseason. But Tampa made a trade, and Detroit made a statement that they like David Price in their rotation. Detroit's leading their division, and they have an excellent rotation already. And the addition of David Price will make their rotation stronger. From the Orioles' perspective, I don't know that we had the wherewithal to acquire either of those two players for our ball club, but there's a lot of competition for them, but I don't know that we matched up as well to acquire them. So I thought the best thing that the Orioles could do would be to pick up Miller, and that's what we did.
And finally, is there any one part that you would like to add to this ball club as we go through August and September?
Well, we'll have an opportunity to supplement our ball club. We would like to add another hitter. Our defense is good. Our pitching is good. Our hitting is pretty good. But I think we'll have an opportunity to add to our ball club here over the next month.